Oh, you're doing another movie. What's that called?
The Butcher's Wife with Demi Moore.
Oh, yeah. Demi Moore. She's married to Bruce Willis, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Die Hard?
Yeah, I did.
Remember when he had to cross all that broken glass without his shoes on, and there was nothing he could do about it, so he just walked down all the broken glass with his bare feet?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you like that?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too. That was awesome.
This week in Your Parents' Basement, it's time to celebrate the world's greatest Christmas movie, Die Hard. We are definitely playing as John McClane and not just ambiguous folks from a different Japanese game in 1996 Die Hard Arcade for the arcade and Sega Saturn. I'm Steve Greenwell, and hey, Huel, welcome to the party, pal.
Come out to the coast. We'll get together. Have a few laughs.
And our other co-host, he's taking time to throw Professor Snape off of Nakatomi Tower, even though Life already did it earlier this year. It's Todd Brisket.
Oh. Roger, we've got a bad situation down there. We've got a band of terrorists that have seized control of the building. They're holding 30 hostages inside, including the president's daughter. I repeat, they have the president's daughter in there.
Awesome. Yes, that is from the actual game this week, which has some great acting in it. You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. Also, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link at www.ypbpodcast.com. We're preparing for our own Kessel runs in X-Wings later this year. This week's game is Die Hard Arcade. Released in the arcades in 1996 and for the Saturn in 1997, Die Hard Arcade is actually similar to Super Mario Bros. 2. That's because it's a reskin of an existing game, Dynamite Deca, or Dynamite Detective, which was already out in Japan. Just this one now has John McClane in it. Of course, ultimately it doesn't matter that much. This is still a fun little arcade beat-em-up that has some unique quick-time events, ages before they became way, way more annoying in PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 games. We're playing this game because Die Hard is the world's ultimate Christmas movie, only rivaled by Home Alone, which we played last year. I'm going to throw it to you first, Todd. How'd you like this one?
Hey, let me say this. This is the best Christmas game of all time. The best Christmas-themed video game.
Probably.
Also, based on the best Christmas movie of all time, right?
second best, as we've already said.
Oh, okay, second best. All right, I'll give you that one.
We did that one last year.
Yeah, this is as you said, it's a nice, quaint little beat 'em up game. It's a two-player co-op game. One person plays as John McClane, Mr. Die Hard, and the other plays as I don't have it handy. Is it like Chris Thompson or something like that? Chris Johnson.
I think it's High Dard is his name.
No, I think it's the other
person. Reginald Bell Johnson?
I wish.
The other person is a lady.
Oh,
and yeah, come on. It's a lady wearing her pink policeman outfit, and her name is like Chris Johnson or something. Chris with a K, by the way. Chris with a K.
Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson, yes.
Thompson.
He reached into the generic name grab bag for that one.
Mm-hmm. Although oddly, in the Japanese version, they are Bruno Delinger and Cindy Bruno Delinger and Cindy Holiday.
Bruno Dangler.
Actually, this is the Japanese people being very racist against themselves because I think it's pronounced Derringer.
Is it? I don't know.
No.
I'm only. Oh, jeez. Anyways.
Okay. Anyway, back to this. the American version where we have Chris Thompson, the woman, and John McClane beating up
the man
beating up a floor after floor of other white people, and this is like
might I add, other women.
Yes, other women.
much like some of our favorite games.
This is a game where you will repeatedly slam women to the ground and slam their head into the ground.
One of the greatest quick time events was where this woman's just walking out of a door, yeah, and you just fucking grab her head and slam it into the ground.
She's just a janitor doing her cleaning.
She could be anyone. And you're John McClane running full speed down a hallway, like sprinting, and you just pound her head into the ground. It's insane.
Housekeeping, I'm here to clean the toilet.
Bam! I'm just here after hours to empty the trash. Goosh! It was amazing. So anyway, sorry, Todd.
The art style of this one is very reminiscent of another game of the time, the Virtua Fighter series, also by Sega. So they're very blocky and awkward moving characters in this game.
Yeah. Virtual Cop is another one. Same.
Virtual
look.
Cop.
Mm-hmm. I did get the Virtua Fighter vibe because the thing with that was it was a 2D side-scrolling video game, but you could like sidestep to sort of rotate around. And you can sort of do that in this, where it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up, but you can go side to side to fight people like in forward or behind you. Mm-hmm. So you're not strictly on one plane, but you're not really freeform 3D either. It's this weird in-between of the times.
Oh, and God, especially how the characters look.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely the worst of the 32-bit era. Where.
Oh, yeah. Square head with a bad texture pasted on the front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fine for the times, but nowadays this would have been better as a 2D game, or like if it came out like PlayStation 2 era or later, it would have looked like 1,000 times better.
Yeah. Right. It looks like the characters from WCW, NWO Revenge, but with like half as many polygons.
Yeah, and I will say I don't know what it is, but the action in all of these games, it feels like you're walking in like through mud or quicksand or something. Like your character just doesn't move that quick, which was it kept bugging me as I was playing this game.
Yeah, the punches and kicks are fast. Like that part is good with the controls, but the actual movement is really slow. And so do the enemies. The enemies move just as slow, so it's like it's not really a hindrance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I should mention one thing that definitely makes this game unique is that it is a beat 'em up, but you can use guns and rocket launchers.
Oh, yeah.
And anti tank rifles.
You can. This is when I was a kid. I saw this one in the arcade, and I was like, okay, that's just a polygon beat 'em up, When I saw somebody playing and they picked up a gun and started shooting somebody, it blew my mind. I was like, whoa, this is a beat 'em up where you can use real weapons?
The part that blew my mind, well, there's actually two and they're in the same scene, is by the elevators. You can pick up a grandfather clock and slam it over someone's head.
Yeah.
Throw it at them, something like that.
Yeah.
That part was incredible. And then there's an enemy that comes out of the elevator. I thought he was carrying a boombox, but it turns out it was a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
And I picked it up and wanted to hit someone with it, and like I blew myself up because I was too close to the wall. Because I didn't know it was a rocket launcher. That's how good these graphics are.
Yeah, there are a surprising amount of rocket launchers in this game.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, amazingly, some enemies will survive being hit with a rocket.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing. There are weapons in this game, but it takes like 30 bullets to take an enemy down.
These enemies have a lot of health. Like you can see the enemy health bars, and there's a ton for like every one of them.
I saw someone doing a speed run, and he did not pick up a single weapon. All he did was do a jump kick and then do the head slam into the ground move, and that just killed them in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, there's some fun combos in this too, as a beat 'em up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a grab, a kick, and a punch, and you can like grab someone and just like knee them in the chest over and over again. Or just like jump kick or like jump. There's like this jump punch where you pretty much just launch your entire body at someone and knock them down.
Yeah, and you need to do this at a lot of different points because the enemies, if they do have a gun or something like that, like you need to close the distance pretty quick and you can't walk toward them.
Yeah, I was jumping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a move. I don't know if you can. I don't know if there's like a combo for this, but there's a time where you can kick someone in the nuts. It makes a very satisfying boing sound effect.
Really?
It was great. I think I only did it once, and I wished I could do it more.
Yeah, I did it on the big, huge wrestler guy in like toward the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he would do like a belly flop, and if you dodge that, then you can get behind him and punch him in the nuts, just like the dirtiest player in the game, Ric Flair.
It was good.
Yeah, I don't know. Kuehl, as you mentioned, there's a lot of violence against women in this game.
Oh yeah, I mean there's women enemies and there's.
It's all about equality in the world of Die Hard.
Yeah, in the world of terrorism, I mean, you need all the bodies you can get.
Apparently so. Although, it's weird because in this game, it's called Die Hard Arcade. And while, I don't know, I guess they could have put the John McClane character in there. They didn't do it with anybody else. Like,
no.
You know, the end villain is still a sort of Japanese-looking old guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a business samurai.
He's like a super super tanned Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but with white hair and beard.
Business samurai. I love that description of him.
He is. Because the very last one, he has a sword. When you're on
yeah,
the
he
roof.
Takes he takes off his shirt and he's super ripped.
And mm-hmm. he's got a sword. But yeah. Before that, he just has like a suit, a business dress shirt.
Yeah.
And tie.
I thought he looked kind of like Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat. In a shirt and tie,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, more like that, yeah. But, yeah, Samurai, Shang Tsung. Mm-hmm. Little of both.
Yeah.
But Todd alluded to the plot during his intro. And it seems like they have two different goals they're trying to accomplish here.
No, I think they have one goal. Right?
Well, they kidnap the president's daughter.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, happenstance, though, because
happenstance, yeah.
They're trying to crack into a vault also.
Yeah.
Which is similar to the first one.
Yeah.
But
there's $600 million in non-negotiable bonds or something like that inside the vault.
So I think their plan was to get the money, but the president's daughter was there too. So she's kind of like a hostage.
Mm-hmm. I don't
and
know.
She's white, so we really need to rescue her.
she looks the most freakish of any character in this game, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, the main villain kind of too, but she she's weird. Mm-hmm. Freakish.
The thing is, like, I feel like Dynamite Cop, maybe it was originally a clone of Die Hard, like for Japan, and then maybe they said, hey, why don't we just see if we can get the Die Hard license when we release this in America?
Yeah, but how is it a clone of Die Hard? It's just because it takes place in a tower?
A big, tall building.
A bad guy on the top floor?
One cop laying waste to a building full of terrorists.
Yeah, and it's got a bad guy who's trying to steal a bunch of money from a vault.
Yeah, I mean, it probably is just like a bad ripoff that they made in Japan and then backwards, mm-hmm. what do you call that? Reverse engineered into a Die Hard video game.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, this is kind of close to Die Hard, and it's not bad. Why don't we just adapt it to Die Hard?
Some dumb Americans will buy it.
They never say, John McClane or Die Hard in the game at all.
Mm-hmm.
they're not like, hey, Die Hard, you're gonna die hard.
That John McClane, he sure dies hard.
Mm-hmm. Now, the absolute best box art for this, by the way, is there's a Japanese PlayStation 2 version of Die Hard Arcade that did not make it to the shores over here. But now that's some great box art.
Ooh. That is some good stuff.
Hyper realistic.
Mm-hmm. Especially the president's daughter. Where she has a look on her face that's kind of like, oh my.
This isn't really accurate to the game. She should be in a desk. I don't know why she's not inside of a desk.
It looks like she's more in like a pillow fort or something.
Yeah, that Chris Thompson is looking good. She's just got a bikini on, bikini top, and some jean shorts.
Yeah, well, makes sense.
The standard issue police uniform.
Listen, she was coming from a security detail at Jay Leno's house. And she couldn't change out every denim. She just had to go straight to the tower.
Yeah, I think Steve has the right idea where they made just a Die Hard ripoff. Because this dude is definitely Bruce Willis.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't uncommon for Japanese game makers since Contra is Contra. one great example that we've played.
That's all we gotta say.
Yeah. Bimmy and Jimmy, they're probably based on someone.
I mean, I don't know who, but probably someone.
One thing, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but whenever you're playing as John McClane, as you go through the stages, you lose more and more clothing.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Like when you start the first stage, you're wearing, all your clothes. You're wearing a blue button-up shirt, got your green pants on, and your combat boots.
Yeah.
And then in the next stage, you lose the blue shirt. You just got your tank top on. Next stage, your pants, you lose your shoes. So you're going barefoot. Next stage, you lose your shirt, your undershirt. And the next one, you cut off the bottom of your pants, have some cut-off shorts.
Mm-hmm. Last stage is the fully nude rooftop
The fully nude rooftop fight.
That's why the other guy takes his shirt off. He just feels bad.
Now we are equal.
I have the pants. I mean, they incorporated some diehard things, but never really the reason why. They just did it to the character.
Well, and it's also like not the parts of Die Hard that we would like. Like how about throwing Hans Gruber in there?
Hans
Gruber.
Well, why not? We just have nameless samurai dude. I mean,
here's the thing. I think I'd rather see if they made a movie based on this video game, because think about what you see in this video game. There's like two of the bosses are professional wrestlers.
Right.
So
one of them's a fireman.
A lot more going on. Yeah, one's a fireman. You're fighting a fireman. He's just there trying to put out the fire. It's going on.
It's like John McClane. You've laid waste to this building. I mean, I'm just trying to help the people.
Oh, and lots of robots. There are lots of robots.
Oh yeah, I was gonna. We all remember the robots from Die Hard. the spider laser robots.
Mm-hmm. There's also a biker called Hog, the Mexican wrestler named Jocko, the twin team of Mr. Oshi, a sumo wrestler, and Mr. Tubbs, an army general. And
very progressive to have that relationship in this game that came out 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, it's funny because Tubbs is the name of the general and Oshi is the name of the wrestler. Hmm. So you'd think it'd be the other way around.
Well, it's like Earthquake and Typhoon.
Mm-hmm. According to Wikipedia, the final boss is Wolf White Fang Hongo.
Ooh.
So,
wow, I was wondering what his name was, and now I wish I knew it sooner.
Yeah, also, it's such a coincidence that his Christian born name is Wolf, and he got the nickname White Fang. What a coincidence! Yeah.
It almost seems a little unnecessary. It's like if your name was Blaze, but your nickname was Flame. Like
that's just what they called Todd in college.
Yeah. Also, by the way, I don't know if you guys knew this, but at the end of the game, if both players are still alive, the two players will fight each other on the rooftop of the skyscraper to gain the sole appreciation of the president's daughter.
That is awesome. Only one may be thanked.
That's a real double dragon scenario right there.
Yeah.
Double jeopardy.
I don't know why they would have you do that in a game where you're fighting terrorists, but good for them.
She can only thank one of you.
Brutally executed every female terrorist we could find. What else can we destroy? They glance at each other, and then they fight.
John McClane's like, "You're a woman," and just charges her. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that is the reward for beating this game is a single thank you from the president's daughter. Mm-hmm. So she's not going to say it twice.
Yep.
And then cut to credits.
Oh, God.
So I don't know if you noticed, you helicopter onto the roof to... to infiltrate the building.
Yes.
You fight your way down to the lobby.
Mm-hmm. Down into the parking garage.
Yes. And down to the parking garage, through the lobby, and then fight your way back up to the top floor to find the last boss. What the hell?
I mean, they have a bloodlust. They just want to murder everybody.
Well, we all know about the police force.
This is also a game about architecture, and they just wanted you to see every floor that was in that tower.
Yeah. This is their first trip to the Nakatomi Plaza. They want to check out all the architecture, all the artwork that they have in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they knew the lobby was the best part.
Yeah, you got to save the best for last.
The best for the middle.
Here's a nice grandfather clock that you can pick up and use as a weapon.
Well, they also save the best for last, where the killer office that White Fang is occupying.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Where couches get launched out of the wall, mm-hmm. at dangerous speeds. Mm-hmm. I thought that was an odd feature for just a normal office building.
Yep, I agree. Oh, also, at one point, don't you fight in the parking garage?
Mm-hmm.
Like there are some firefighters there that you have to kick some ass.
Yeah, I will say
why do you have to kill the firemen
again? Yeah, are they undercover terrorists? Maybe that's they're infiltrating the building as, but they've already taken it over, so they don't need to do that.
Listen, you play by your own rules in this game.
But you reminded me, I do like the environments in this. They're very interactive. They're pretty unique. Like you say, because when you're in the parking garage fighting firemen, there's a fire truck in the background spraying you with high-powered water, which mm-hmm. could injure you. Yeah. That's fun. Then when you're on the roof, there's a satellite dish that flies around.
Yeah.
For some... Those well-known mobile satellite dishes yep. that are on tracks.
Yep. When you're in the lobby, the fountain is deadly.
Yeah, even the fountain can kill you in this game. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. When there's not robots, there's a death fountain.
well, just to touch on where the game is now, Die Hard Arcade was followed by Die Hard Trilogy for the PlayStation, made by an entirely different company. It was a well-reviewed game based on the first three movies, and there were three different play styles: third-person shooter, a light gun shooter, and a driving game. The sequel, however, was awful. In 2001 and 2002, two PC first-person shooters came out based on Die Hard. They were middling, but they both starred Reginald Bell Johnson, also known as Carl Winslow from Family Matters.
And, I mean, that's where the money is.
Mm-hmm. Listen, all he had to say was how much, and then I'll be there.
Yeah, I think he was only in the first two Die Hards. He should be a staple character in every single Die Hard movie. That's probably why the others are not as well received.
I would say so.
I mean, I don't know. Did he die in Die Hard 2? I've never seen Die Hard 2.
It was hard, so no.
Die Harder.
To die too hard.
I mean, these movies do have decent casts. I think the first one, it doesn't have Walter Peck from Ghostbusters is in there.
Yes.
And then there's
that's your example of an all-star cast. The asshole from Ghostbusters.
I immediately noticed him. Well, hey. Of course.
Well, Carl Winslow. I mean, yeah. That's all you need.
Well, of course,
Snape and Carl Winslow.
Yeah, Rickman is incredible in Die Hard. Like, I don't think we need to, you know,
convince anyone of that.
Yeah, he's good stuff. Oh, and there's Paul Gleason, the principal from Ferris Bueller. Oh no, Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Dwayne T. Robson, the deputy chief of police, and AKA oh,
that's a name.
Yeah, the guy who keeps screwing up.
Mess with the bull. Mm-hmm. You'll get horns.
Oh, and there's also Clarence Gilliard from Matlock. He was Conrad McMasters in Matlock. He plays the tech specialist.
You are really stretching now.
He's not Geordi LaForge. He's not LeVar Burton. Just saying.
The dude from Matlock.
Yeah, the black dude from Matlock.
Yeah, the only one.
Yeah. Well, there was two, but they replaced one another. Only one at a time.
Yeah. It's like Walking Dead.
Yeah. Anyways, Die Hard the movie, pretty good. I watched it for the first time tonight.
Mm-hmm. So. First time.
Yeah, it was a glaring oversight on my part, but it really is a fantastic film.
He sure was hard to die.
Mm-hmm. It's up there. It's a better movie than Under Siege.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like Under Siege, but good. Or Under Siege 2, without the disturbing Katherine Heigl's only 17 aspect.
So. Yeah, but isn't that the one where they're on the submarine?
Under Siege 2? No. Under Siege 2 is the train.
Oh. Which one is the one where he smashes a guy's head into a computer and his eyeball pops out?
Seagal?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like the Seagal I know. It's probably the first one.
Okay, that one's good because of that.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Under Siege is the one on the submarine. So, I'm not willing to Google Steven Seagal eyeball pop out, but you can do that on your own free time.
It's probably just him at a buffet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm not a big Seagal junkie. So I have no idea what's going on.
we should just move on. We should focus on this game. Do you guys have anything else to say about the old Die Hard arcade?
Man, there's so much. I do like the peeing cutscene. There's a peeing terrorist that you come upon.
There's one when you're fighting guys in the bathroom. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're destroying everybody. And you're crushing skull after skull. And then the final guy that you fight in that restroom is some guy that comes out of the last stall, yeah, like fully nude, except for he has his tidy whities on.
Yes,
like, what is he doing in there?
He's like, what was going on? What took him so long? That was a nice touch. It's very realistic. Oh, also in Die Hard 2, John Leguizamo.
Oh, Johnny Legs.
All of the stars.
Callback. So yeah, that's my thought. John Leguizamo.
Mm. John Leguizamo wasn't
star Die of the Hard Happening.
Yes.
Mm. I don't know. I like this game. It was fun, but also kind of short.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it's kind of hard to tell how many stages there are because the action just kind of blurred together for me. But I beat it in about 40 minutes, abusing, using lots of quarters. But still, it's it's pretty beatable.
I mean, you don't want an arcade game lasting much longer than that.
Yeah, that's true.
say 30 to 40 minutes is probably an ideal length. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I mean, you got to call your mom to pick you up again. I mean,
otherwise, the nachos and hot dog you bought will get cold.
Exactly. Got to microwave another burger.
Mm-hmm. How much did you pay? How many coins you put in to beat this one?
Oh, I think my final tally was in the 20s.
20 of the bucks or 20 of the coins?
20 of the coins.
Uh-huh.
This one was not nearly as hard as some of the other arcade games we've played, some of the other quarter whores, as Pippins would call them. Like Black Tiger. Black Tiger is probably still the worst.
Ugh. That was impossible.
Yeah. Just this game is a little easier overall. Plus it's a little shorter. Like the stages themselves, like you might only have like 10 enemies or so.
Although, yeah, and when you continue, you just pop up right where you left off. I mean, even all the enemies just have the same amount of health and everything.
Yes, and also whenever you die, it magically produces a gun, which is helpful.
Oh, really? I was wondering where they kept coming from.
Yeah, when you die, it pops out of your body.
Like, hey, you might need this.
Well, you know how whenever they say when you die, your bowels release.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And that thing just slides on out.
I guess we all know what John McClane was into.
Keistering guns.
Yeah.
Well, Brisket, did you have anything else to say about this one?
Oh, this is I would call this an underrated arcade gem.
Oh. Yeah.
Look it up, folks and listeners.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. It used to be at the movie theater near me, so I would play this one in my I don't know, how old was I? Teen years, I guess. So
they had all the movie themed arcade games.
Pretty much. Like they had this, the Terminator games were always a staple.
Yep.
And there's always like a Star Wars game, whether it was like the Pod Racer one or like one of them space shooty ones.
The X-Wing one where you're in the X-Wing seat.
Yeah, yeah. How about you, Huel? Anything else to add on this one here?
No, that's good.
All right, we.
If you want a game where you lose your clothes, this is the one for you.
Much better than other games that you lose your clothes in. Definitely number one atop those rankings. All right, well, let's move along to the emails here. Todd, did you receive any emails?
You know what? I did not get any emails, but I did get an ask from a previous writer for later in the show.
Oh, for later. Okay.
Little tease there.
Even better.
The previous writer. Is this? Well, never mind.
Yeah, we better save it. Huel, how about you? Did you receive any emails?
Yep. Old Scooty wrote in again.
Oh, Scooty.
Scooterbutt 42. They write today, dear YPB. Guys, I found my new favorite place. It has free internet and lets me use this phone I found. It's called Dunkin' Donuts. And I can use it to listen to you guys all day and check your blog. I don't know any other websites, so that's pretty much all I do. It's too bad everything smells so good since they won't let me just take some of it. I don't know any other way of getting it, but oh well. If there was a video game based on Dunkin' Donuts, what would it be like? Sincerely, Scooterbutt 42.
What a delicious question.
Imagine the possibilities.
I'll say it right now. It would be a business simulation, and I would play the hell out of it.
Okay. Like a Diner Dash kind of.
No,
that wouldn't make sense.
I'm thinking like Baseball Mogul, but
spreadsheet after spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Numbers. Numbers and words.
Yeah. And then once you maximize profits at your Dunkin' Donuts, you can open up more Dunkin' Donuts.
Get franchise.
Yeah.
That sounds like a game right up Steve's alley.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, spreadsheets. Mm-hmm. Second of all, Dunkin' Donuts.
Third of all, boring as hell.
It does check all of the boxes.
All the boxes that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I want something I can just idly click while I listen to a podcast or watch Gilmore Girls.
Right, right. It's not relying on your reaction times.
No. I don't want to have to think.
No. Except about the delicious possibilities of mm-hmm. Dunkin' Donuts.
There's a lot of good things at Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkachino. Donuts.
Dunkachino. Oh, that poor podcast.
Dunkachino is it's half coffee and half hot chocolate, except it really isn't. Because we used to try and make it on our own when I worked at Dunkin' Donuts, and no, it did not work that way. You also got to dump like 2 tons of sugar in there.
Is it like its own premix kind of thing?
Yeah, it's its own premix.
Oh boy.
We tried it both ways, which was like we tried mixing the liquid when they were done, half and half, and we tried mixing like, you know, coffee grounds with like with hot chocolate, like having the coffee drip into like some hot chocolate. Nah, it didn't matter.
So many possibilities.
Yeah, they're just making that up. Like Dunkachino is Dunkachino. It's not half and half.
Yeah, I got the ratio though. Yeah. I mean maybe it's not exact, but I'll take your word for it.
Todd, what were you gonna say before I cut you off there?
No, I was just gonna tell you what my game is. The Dunkin' Donut game. It's called Dunkimon.
Oh,
you have to go to the Dunkin' Donuts and capture all the different kinds of donuts and make them fight each other.
Huh.
With shallow RPG aspects. You could have it be story driven about how this has been your dream to be a Dunkimon master.
There's a donut professor that needs you to catalog all the different kinds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Obviously the jelly stick or the cruller, that would beat normal donuts, but then like maybe like a croissant donut could beat the jelly stick or something like that, like a cronut.
A cinnamon twist is the next evolution.
Ooh, cinnamon twist.
Or like the munchkins evolve into bigger donuts.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You got a chocolate munchkin, mm-hmm. chocolate donut, mm-hmm. sprinkles. you got jelly.
Oh, lately Dunkin' Donuts around here, vanilla cream.
Powdered sugar.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's some good answers for old Scooty there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have much. Todd kind of took this and ran with it, but I took it very literally. I was thinking like a Burger Time kind of game where you're building the donuts step by step.
Oh, yeah.
Squirting your jam on.
Squirt all over. Spray those sprinkles.
Jamming your squirt on in there.
Like you're filling orders, but it's like a madhouse. It's like, oh, they need this, they need that. And you're just running around like crazy. Mm-hmm. A dozen.
Dunkin' Donuts does have its a Burger Time like mascot, Fred the Baker.
Oh yeah, he's dead though.
Well, you know, it's a tribute.
Okay.
So, you know, I like that. Okay.
What?
At first I didn't think Fred the Baker's Wikipedia page didn't have a link to the actor, but no, I found it.
He looks a lot like Al from Happy Days.
from
my memory, I really don't know. But that's what I'm picturing in my head.
Mm. Well,
exciting.
I received one email as well. Hey, okay. Huel, I didn't want to send you two questions because I thought that would be kind of desperate. But would you prefer to die by being thrown off a building, killed by robots in Westworld, or being eaten by a shark. Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays, Scooterbutt 42.
Oh. Scooty, you can always write to me. You know that. Actually, I'm sort of offended that you wrote to someone else, to be honest.
Oh, boy.
So you better rethink your situation in life. Take a long, hard look in the mirror of the bathroom at Dunkin' Donuts. Just search within. Maybe rethink your actions for next week.
He also wrote...
What was it again?
He also wrote, P.S. the other two losers can answer to.
Okay.
But would you prefer to die by being thrown off a building, killed by robots in Westworld, or being eaten by a shark?
I'd probably say killed by robots in Westworld, because that implies I'd at least be boning one of them.
Yeah, that's
first.
I mean, that's the obvious answer, because you're doing some fun stuff before.
Yeah, I'm already there, so that's the best case scenario. Mm-hmm. We don't know if the building's like a Chuck E. Cheese, or I don't know how.
Yeah,
much
it could
fun.
Be. It could be like the top of a McDonald's, and you just like break your leg, and you just get gangrene, and
like, I don't,
slowly poison yourself over the next few months and die painfully.
Like, how much fun was I having beforehand before I got thrown off the roof? If it was a Dunkin' Donuts, then we know it was a lot.
So how much is Dunkin' Donuts paying us for this episode?
I don't know about us.
And all the omelets I can eat. I mean, the omelet hasn't been on the menu for like a dozen years, but still. I'm sure they're still good.
I still got soggy croissant-witch same kind of things.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're waffle sandwiches. Oh, God. Dear. Those horrible things.
I've just seen them in pictures, and it makes my stomach already hurts.
It's like the McGriddle, but it's like the McGriddle, but bad.
With like a 2-inch thick waffle.
Nothing people like more than a soggy waffle.
Oh, dear. Awful waffle.
Anyways, I definitely am not taking the shark, so I think I would also take killed by robots in Westworld.
Okay.
So, I think we're all in agreement then. We all loved the first season of Westworld and had no problems with it.
None at all.
So.
Perfect television.
Mm-hmm.
Wink.
Todd, did you get any Ask the Sweet Boys this week?
I did. I did get some. I got two asks this week.
Oh.
So let us ask the Sweet Boys.
Christmas isn't even supposed to be for another week.
Yeah. If you have any questions about life, sex, love, relationships, or any other subject that has been troubling you, then please write in to us at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com with the subject ask, followed by your question. Remember, we will always keep your questions anonymous unless otherwise requested. And the first one comes from not anonymous.
Yeah, I was wondering about this because you alluded earlier this is a second-time writer.
This is a fourth-time writer.
And I was trying to rack my brain.
This is our friend of the show, newfound friend of the show, Jimmy Blizzards.
Oh, he's asking the Sweet Boys this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had it asked for us.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
All right. So he writes, it's a short and sweet one. This is why I wanted to bring in two this week. He writes, wife is too fat after our marriage. And I don't want to be with her anymore because she's too large for my liking. Should I just leave? I could take my three sons with me and leave her with no one if she doesn't drop her weight? ?
Dante. Oh, Jimmy. Wow. I didn't know you were hurting. Your other emails sounded so
maybe that sounds like why he spends so much time at work is because he's tired of the home life.
Yeah, I've seen that happen. Sad. I think what you do is leave your least favorite son with her, at least. I mean, the one you don't mind. Just give her something.
Yeah.
Give her one, your least favorite son, and a blueberry donut from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Or at least like a gift card so she can pick out her own dozen. They do offer
them. She can get a wide variety of items at Dunkin' Donuts with that gift card.
Yeah.
Well, that's whatever fills her cholesterol-ridden heart.
Yeah, that's not going to help her weight problems at all.
Oh, what is?
Yeah, but Jimmy Blizzard, can leave that ship, that sinking ship, and go find a hot new piece.
Maybe she works at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
I think he needs to fight for this. He needs to work it out with her. And the way to do that is with the strawberry banana smoothie at Dunkin' Donuts. Like, get her on those and she'll be dropping the LBs.
Yeah, it's fruit. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I think, as the old adage goes, two a day keeps the doctor away.
They were never really specific with what it was, but yeah, just two.
Two of anything can't hurt.
No, they cancel out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
All right, I think we got that one solved.
Yes. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Sorry about your sitch.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next ask comes from Anonymous. And I'm going to read this one in what I assume is the accent of the person that sent in the ask.
This should be good. Okay.
It's a short one. I think we can knock it out pretty quick. All right. They write, okay, so small boobs, do you guys mind? I have really small boobs and I don't want to get naked in front of my boyfriend? ?
Huh. Now, what region accent is that you chose there?
French.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the French are they're slender people.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Huh.
Well, I don't think you should mind that much because he probably already notices that you're only hiding cherry tomatoes there.
Like, well, she must be stuffing then, because if she doesn't want to show it off, then she's hiding it. So she's got some Wonder Bra action going on.
That was a very special episode of Full House one time.
Yeah, it was it? What's the middle daughter's name?
Stephanie,
yeah.
How rude.
Yeah, I think she goes, at one point she starts stuffing her bra, and then I think DJ goes, hey, I know where your football went.
Football? She went hardcore then.
And then Danny Tanner sat down with her and he said, young Stephanie, you have not even gone through puberty yet, so you do not have big bubes yet. You might get some big bubes in a year or two. Good night.
Very special episode.
Now that I think about it, though, it could have been step by step.
Oh yeah.
Like when the
day by day.
Yeah, when the youngest daughter started to get old on that show.
It would dress.
And when that show was on, those daughters were my age and they were, I remember them being smoking, all the daughters.
Mm. Only when you were younger.
Nine piece smoke shows.
You were younger though, so.
Yeah, I was the same age. Yeah. That's who brought this up before. This is Steven's
I don't remember this.
The professional argument.
Oh.
No,
this pod or a different pod?
Not with the professional, though. Professional, that's just weird.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the one you want to cite as an example.
No, it was in relation to Mean Girls, where Mean Girls Lindsay Lohan is 17, but I was 17 when that when that movie was around, I believe. So it's
oh,
not...
so you weren't talking about a 10-year-old Natalie Portman?
No.
Come on, she was at least 12.
I don't know. There's an odd vibe with that movie, though.
Oh, for sure.
Probably because it's French, but
Léon.
Yes, and apparently she is 12 in the movie. Mm-hmm. So
makes it okay.
It's I don't know. It's a Luc Besson movie.
Pinning ourselves into a corner here.
Yep.
It's all tussle.
I think this writer is actually Natalie Portman. She is French. She is French, right?
Mm-hmm. What?
That's what we were saying.
Are you sure?
And Natalie Portman was 12 years old in the French movie Léon, Le Professionnel.
Mm-hmm. Léon, Le Professionnel.
Mm-hmm. So, I think you have enough money to get implants, honey.
Came out of nowhere.
Well, I was gonna say, like, right before you take your shirt off, just like punch him in the eyes. That way he'll never see them.
what a good solution.
Yeah. Every single time.
I think you should just, if he doesn't like your small breasts, you just need to keep searching for the right guy who will appreciate your lack of lower back problems in later life.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what kind of monster that would be, but
maybe she could seek out Jimmy Blizzards.
Seems
like he
yeah. Jimmy Blizzards. He likes the slim ladies.
He might not have a problem.
Yeah, Jimmy Blizzards is on the market.
Oh, by the way, hey.
Oh,
I hear that if you eat a lot of chocolate glazed donuts from Dunkin' Donuts on women, usually the fat goes to the breastal area first. So yeah. There you go.
Or get a lot of milk in your coffee, because mm-hmm. those cow hormones really, they go right to the bazongas.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be chocolate glazed though. It can't be mm-hmm. regular glazed.
It's a combo.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, I think we've helped at least two people tonight. So. We better ride off into the sunset here. Huel, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I just really want some donuts right now.
I don't know why.
It's a strange, sudden craving.
Maybe that sugary smell from your local Dunkin' Donuts is wafting through your window like a pie cooling on a ledge.
Ooh, America.
Todd, what else do you have to say about the aroma of savory coffee? I mean about the show or Die Hard.
Yeah,
that too.
I'll just say yippee-ki-yay, melon farmers.
The true heroes. All right, and on that note, here is a little snifferoo for next week's game, which is also very serious and has nothing to do with product placement.